My second case is unfortunately a bit more sobering. A 66-year-old female who had emphysema, heart failure, sleep apnea, coronary disease. She had an increasing cough that prompted a chest x-ray from her primary care doctor. They noted an opacity in the left lower lobe of the lung. She was given antibiotics, steroids, inhalers. This is a subacute clinical history that's very familiar to anyone who's managed lung cancer. Her symptoms persisted, and finally, she had a PET CT scan performed that showed a 5.6 centimeter left lower lobe lung mass with enlarged mediastinal and hilar adenopathy, highly suspicious for cancer. The scan was done January 29th. It was February when she got the results. She was referred for biopsies, initially a CT-guided biopsy, but then for bronchoscopy, knowing that we had to invasively stage the mediastinum, and there were delays. The initial delays were on her end. She was simply scared to come in with what she was seeing in the news in February and March, afraid to leave home, particularly for the hospital where ill patients were. Try not to blame patients for this. I think that's a very reasonable response with so much uncertainty. And there was serious concern on her part for her health, for her family's health, and she didn't come in. When she did decide to pursue referral for those procedures, she found it very difficult to get an appointment. Doctor's offices, procedural suites were at reduced capacity, some closed. The availability and ease to do these tests were decreased. There are always delays, unfortunately, with the diagnosis and management of lung cancer. It is something that really decreases and worsens outcomes. I think COVID-19 has really amplified those delays. It's something we need to be very cognizant of. She finally presented in extremis by ambulance in April for severe dyspnea. What we saw was a very large left lower lobe mass extending into the mediastinum, into the chest wall, much greater than it was at the PET scan in January. We saw ground glass opacities in all lobes, which could be consistent with COVID, but also could be consistent with heart failure or any of her other comorbidities. She was COVID negative twice and sent for biopsy, which revealed small cell lung cancer. Around the same time, her third COVID test was positive. This patient rapidly decompensated, and despite heroic efforts, she did pass away, never receiving systemic therapy. If this were happening a year ago, in the absence of COVID-19, I think her outcomes would have been quite different. And I don't know what stage she was, whether she was extensive or limited stage, but I do know that we likely would have been able to help her by delivering therapy, by mounting that immediate response we see with small cell lung cancer, and now with chemoimmunotherapy, potential for longer-term survival and benefit. I think that she really was deprived of those options because of the COVID-19 era. An important lesson from this case is really getting that message out to our referring doctors and to our patients, that when patients need medical care, we are here. While we are aware of the risk, we are minimizing and mitigating that risk. And when patients need medical care, we can deliver that in a safe manner. Lung cancer is not an elective condition. Its management requires immediate attention. And we know that delays lead to worse outcomes. And so we're trying to get the message that if patients are worried about their health, if they have symptoms or anything suspicious concerning lung cancer, that they need to seek medical attention right away.